As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shadows are supposed to be insignificant and in the background, right? But the shadow figures in these true scary stories have a mind all of their own. Keep listening to hear what happened. The Orchard, St. Ives, New South Wales, Australia, circa 1960. Susie, who was about 16 years old at the time, lived with her parents and her sister. She suffered from asthma, and although she was already in bed trying to sleep, she woke up having difficulty breathing one night. Her asthma medication was located on her dresser table, but she had to get up out of bed to go and get it. She was comfortable in bed and didn't want to get up, but her difficulty breathing was slowly getting worse, so she knew she needed to use her medicine. As she sat up and got out of bed, she looked around her room. Something caught her attention and she jumped startled. She saw a figure standing in the doorway. Although the room was quite dark, there was still some light coming in from the outside. She could clearly see that it was the figure of a man wearing what looked like a grey overcoat. She noticed that the man also had a beard, but other than that, she couldn't make out any further details. She was scared at first and froze. She thought initially that the figure may have been her father, but then she realized that her father neither had a grey jacket like that, nor did he have a beard. Frightened that the man may be a burglar, she jumped back into bed as quickly and quietly as possible. She hid under her covers for a time, and when she looked back out, the figure was gone. She then fell asleep again. In the morning at breakfast, Susie spoke to her older sister about the incident the night before. Her older sister was quite shocked by it, but had no explanation as to what it could be. They told their parents, but the parents played it down, and they said that Susie must have had a dream. A few weeks later, Susie was with her older sister in their backyard. They noticed by chance that there was something hard under the floor near the back door. Susie and her sister started to do a little bit of digging and discovered an old set of steps leading from nearby their back door to the backyard. Filled with curiosity, the older sister, who was studying journalism, began to do some research on the property to see what she could find out. She soon discovered that their property used to be an orchard. There was nothing unusual about that, but it explained the steps. After all, they could have been part of a previous building. With the information on the property were some old photos that showed the previous owners of that land, and in it, Susie saw a familiar figure. A man wearing an overcoat, and who had a beard. The only information they could find on him was that this previous owner had died of a heart attack in the orchard many years before. Is it possible that he never left? Shadow Mirror.
Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, circa 1999.
Kayla was about 10 years old when she had this experience. She shivered and appeared visibly uncomfortable as she told me this story. She lived with her parents and her brother at the time, and remembers that night she woke up at an odd hour and couldn't fall back to sleep. When this would happen, she said that it always helped her when she went to see her parents, and that they would usually let her sleep in the bed with them. She got out of bed and sleepily stopped in her doorway. Her brother's bedroom doorway was directly opposite her doorway, and in the dimness of the night, she could see inside. She remembered that it was quite dark in his room as well, but she could still see shapes in his room. She could make out his small desk, his cupboard, the end of his bed, and then next to his bed she noticed a shadow. It was more like the silhouette of a man in her brother's room, and it was looking down at him as he slept. She froze, hoping she wouldn't be noticed. She watched scared as the silhouette simply stood there without making a sound. Then, finally, it moved, and her heart jumped. The silhouette walked over to look at the toys on her brother's shelf. Kayla described the figure as not being a solid person, and the fact that it wasn't a solid person really frightened her. Hoping that her brother had awoken by now, she said his name nervously. Her voice seemed to trail off in the dead silence of the night. He didn't respond. As her eyes had adjusted a little bit more to the dimness now, she had a close look at her brother in his bed, but he was fast asleep. Then, suddenly, the silhouette turned to face her as if it were looking at her. Kayla felt as if her heart stopped. Scared and unsure what to do, she felt as if she could barely breathe from fear. Frozen there, she tried to convince herself that it must have been her own shadow. She turned around slightly, but she realized that there was no light source behind her. She turned back to look into her brother's room and froze in abject fear when the figure started to walk towards her and stopped and stood in her brother's doorway, just as she had stopped in hers. Kayla was so scared that she felt as if she was getting lightheaded. Her legs couldn't hold her weight and she started to lower herself to the ground until she was on her knees. A few seconds later, the figure in her brother's doorway mimicked her by dropping down to its knees in exactly the same way she had. So scared she couldn't even cry, Kayla said that she repeated prayers to herself, the only ones she could think of at the time. This otherworldly standoff remained, with the figure mirroring her, until the tension grew to be too much. She finally found the courage to run out of her room and run to the safety of her parents' room to wake them up. On waking her parents, they hurriedly checked the house, but there was no one there.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Under the door.
Tuggera, New South Wales, Australia, 1990s.
Fiona lived at home with her mother, and she was in her late teens. It was early evening and she had just gotten home from her casual job. She decided she would go and have a shower and noticed that no one else was home. She went and got her clothes ready for her shower and passed by the bedrooms in the hallway. When she did so, she realized that her mother's bedroom was wide open and that the room was empty. When she got out of the shower a short time later, she noticed that the door to her mother's bedroom was now closed. She just assumed that her mother had gotten home. But then her attention was drawn to the slit underneath her mother's bedroom door. Through that gap between the floor and the door, she could clearly see that it appeared that as if the lights were on in the room, and that shadows were moving about the room, as if more than one person was walking around in there. But despite this movement of shadows under the door, she stood there confused for a few seconds. Fiona wanted to call out to her mother, but started to grow afraid. Something wasn't right. If her mother was walking around in the room, Fiona would at least be able to hear something, anything. Fiona grew very scared and hid herself in her cupboard until her mother actually got home a while later. When her mother discovered her cowering in the cupboard, Fiona emerged shaking. She walked out of her room with her mother and looked down the short hallway to her mother's bedroom. The door was wide open, the lights were off, and there was no one in the room.
What do they seek? Wollongong, New South Wales, Australia, late 1990s.
Rachel lived with her parents and her brother Dylan in Wollongong. They had a nice home and a good family life, and more importantly, nothing creepy or paranormal ever happened to the family. Rachel recalled that one night as she lay asleep in her room, she started to stir. She did this for a while and soon woke up. In the dimness of the night, she thought she could see movement in her room, and she tried to focus her eyes. Soon she realized that it was no trick of the light. She could clearly see two dark figures like shadows in her room. They were rummaging around her room, looking in drawers and on her dressing table, as if they were looking for something. But they were doing it all without making a single noise, which she found strange. At first she chose to ignore it. She thought it was probably her brother and a friend of his who were staying the night at their house. After all, it was the most logical conclusion. She watched the two shadowy figures move about her room. She wondered what her brother could possibly want from there. But the more she thought about it, the less it made sense. These two shadowy figures were moving quite quickly, almost unnaturally, and they were rummaging, but there was no noise. And on top of that, they seemed not to be solid the entire time. The realization hit Rachel that something was wrong, and she started to get very scared. The figures continued moving about her room, searching unrelentingly for something. In her fear, Rachel called out to the figures she had at first assumed was her brother and his friend. She said softly, Dylan? There was no reply, and no reaction. The figures just kept searching. In fright, she covered her head with a blanket and hid, trying not to make a noise. When she eventually looked out, the figures were no longer there, and in the morning she found that nothing in her room had been moved.
Thanks for joining me, and don't forget to listen in next time for more chilling true tales. If you'd like to subscribe, that would be fantastic, and you won't miss another episode. If you'd like to submit your own chilling true tale, so that your story might be featured in one of these episodes, contact me on seekersosparanormal@gmail.com. Email details are in the description. Thanks again for joining me. Until next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at HereYouAreAZ.com.